On the closing day of the G8 meeting in Germany, leaders of the world's richest countries pledged $60 billion in the coming years to fight AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis in Africa. Some of the money overlaps with earlier pledges by the United States and international donors. Dr. Lusamba Pikasa, a director of the World Health Organization's Regional Office for Africa and Congo, says Africans need the money for life-saving drugs, decaying laboratories, and training for new health workers.
We are losing the best human resources that they go because of the context, because of all the problems related to the working conditions. They prefer to migrate.
He says staffing clinics with new medicines, equipment, and people is not enough to solve the continent's health problems.
Part of the amount should be used to ensure that we have in place health systems that can not only manage those funds, but also ensure that the population have access, that there is transparency and there is no corruption.
Another concern Pikasa has with the proposed aid is how to make it last.
It is very good today for the G8, you know, to provide these funds, which will be very helpful. But that needs to be sustained over time, and we need to ensure that the state themselves are able, you know, to bring this kind of resources.
Dr. Ibrahim Ndoye, director of the National AIDS Council of Senegal, says he hopes G8 leaders will honor the pledge for health aid. Ndoye says without the funds, it will be difficult to fund prevention activities that he says have helped keep the rate of HIV infection relatively low in Senegal, at less than 2% for the population. The promise to boost healthcare funding comes on top of an earlier G8 pledge to double aid to Africa by the year 2010. Economists have said the world's wealthiest industrial nations are not giving enough to meet their goal. African Union President John Kufuor has said he hopes the G8 leaders will honor their pledges and that in return, Africans will work to manage the increased aid. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.